Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you'll probably like The Florida Project. My name is Will. Across from me is Jason.
Howdy doody.
And as always, next to both of us is Mike.
Hello.
Or Michael. Thought we'd go with something different today, maybe.
Yeah. Or Miguel.
And Squirt.
Squirt. All right, you're now Squirt. If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/tfppodcast. All of our Patreon saints get ad-free versions of the podcast and immediate access to our catalog of bonus episodes, TFP Extra,
Extra,
and Disney Classics. Our most recent episode about Frozen 2 is available now to our Patreon saints. And according to Michael, Jason and I didn't like it at all, which I don't recall that being the case. But hey, listen in and find out for yourself. Patreons at the $5 level get access to our exclusive TFP Slack channel. And at the $10 level, you'll receive access to the episodes before everybody else. There are over 400 additional shows for you to check out when you join us on Patreon, so sign up at patreon.com/tfppodcast today for even more of The Florida Project. In this episode of The Florida Project, we'll start out with some nonsense and small topics, and then play another exciting TFP game night with some Disney trivia. That's all coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topics.
All right. If you were offered $1 billion, if you won one episode of the classic game show of your choosing, which show would you choose to maximize your chance at $1 billion? And we're talking like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Family Feud type of shows.
Not Jeopardy.
Not Jeopardy.
Right off the bat.
No.
Too many people that are way smarter than me.
Yeah.
I would go with Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No?
That's one with the suitcases?
Yeah. Well, do you have to win the $1 million to win the episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to win the billion, I say you have to win the billion.
Yeah, how
to win the $1 billion case.
Isn't that the goal to win?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that you can also take the offer from the bank for like, you know, $500,000 or something and end up with a dollar or whatever.
Right. So I would do that. That way, if I took an offer and won that much, even if I didn't win the $1 billion, at least I'd have like $500,000. Unlike other game shows where you may not win anything.
I'd go all or nothing.
Yeah, I think that's what you would have to do to win the billion. I don't think that you would be in this version of it. I think you would have to.
Get the $1 million.
Yeah.
Fine. But what he's saying is if he doesn't get the $1 million, he'll at least get.
No, not in this version.
He could get $500,000.
Yeah. What if you pick the $1 million suitcase like second?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if you win,
then you're out, aren't you?
No, the game's still on.
Yeah, you're out in this special edition of Deal or No Deal. Who's offering up the $1 billion too? I mean, who's got this kind of
Howie Mandel?
Howie has done well for himself. Yeah. Good for him.
Well,
Price is Right.
I think that one's.
I know, but I just want to play.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Come
I just
on
want
down.
To play.
But that one you can easily get out and not even make it to the show.
I understand that. The two you mentioned that I would definitely not do are Jeopardy and Family Feud, because the way Family Feud works now is just whatever. Like it's always been like, whoever wins the last one, you win. That's it.
Yeah.
Like I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, you could rack up on that show and then lose the last one. Well, you're out.
Yeah, that's true. It's high stakes. So your Price is Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to get kind of for the same reasons as you, press your luck. No whammy, no whammy.
No whammy.
I like those
stop.
Little animations. I think
I get
fun.
It. I mean, like. You're probably not going to win. The odds are it's not good on any of these, but it'd be just fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
Michael wants to choose those briefcases with those nice looking ladies opening them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say Wheel of Fortune,
You know, that might be the statistically easiest one to win.
But you don't want to choke on Wheel of Fortune and be like, it's spaghetti, but you can't.
But, you know, spaghetti. The thing on Wheel of Fortune now, and it's been like this for a long time, is like you, when you get to the final round, even before you can play, you got to spin that second wheel and pick the card or whatever.
Yeah.
And that might have the big prize, or it might just be a regular prize too, you know? So even if you win everything, you might not still win the $1 billion.
No, you would win the $1 billion.
Okay. I'm just saying.
If you make it to that round, you win $1 billion.
Okay.
It's like if I got the $500,000 suitcase.
No, it has to be the $1 million suitcase. Michael, we've made it very clear. You're not gonna like math your way out of this one.
All right, the Traitors Mania is sweeping the nation with season 2 of the U.S. version just finishing up last night. Do you think you'd do good on the Traitors? Would you want to be a faithful or a traitor? And do you think you'd make it to the end?
All right, you're going to have to explain a little bit.
Okay, so the Traitors is an amazing show hosted by Alan Cumming in the U.S. And it is the most, like, he wins an Alan Rickman award. And Alan may be like, hey man, you need to tone it down. Or Rickman may be like, Cummings, you need to tone it down.
What?
So anyway, the hosting is amazing. It's top notch. But that's not what you're asking.
No.
So it's a show. It's like a giant murder mystery dinner party, basically, with 20 some odd people in the room. And two or three of them get picked as traitors who are in the group. And every night the traitors murder one of the faithfuls who are trying to figure out who the traitors are and banish them. Out of the house.
Right.
And then whoever makes it to the end, if one traitor makes it to the end of the show, then the traitor wins all the money. But, and then if they banish all the traitors, then they get to split the money at the end. So it's a great show. They do every night, they do this thing called the round table where it is the messiest way that you could possibly eliminate people. It's like, so here's what I don't like about you.
Oh. Yeah, did you watch Survivor?
One season.
You know, like when they would write down the name that they would vote for and put it in the little bucket?
Yeah.
They would do this in front of the people and explain why they
did it. Yeah. And then they have like 20 or 30 minutes to accuse each other.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining.
It's great. And then the Australian version was amazing. So if you like the Traitors, but you haven't watched the Australian version, Australian season 1.
I have not.
They're all on Peacock.
It's amazing. Maybe the best reality TV I've watched. Definitely the best game show reality TV I've watched. There was a psychic in it. There was,
they buried people alive.
They buried people alive. Weird, creepy masks. It's amazing. So, anyway. Would you want to be a murderer or a not a murderer?
Murderer.
Yeah.
Nobody's really dying, right?
No.
Oh,
yeah. You want to be the murderer.
You send him a note that says we murdered you.
Ha-ha. Gotcha.
But the way Alan Cumming plays it, it's as if you were actually murdered.
Murdered.
I will not see one of you tomorrow.
Murder most foul. Got it.
Oh, and what he does when somebody gets eliminated, he takes their picture off the wall and he's like, oh, we hardly knew you. Who cares? Throws the picture on the ground.
I still prefer when Jason and I used to watch Hell's Kitchen. The original idea was like,
go to hell.
Go to hell. He doesn't say that, but he should.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, you know, whatever. What did he do?
The pictures burst into flames, didn't they?
Took their apron and then like hung it up on the wall or whatever, like on a meat hook, I think.
And then their picture burst into flames.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think the picture burst into flames right then. I think that was like a going to break thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a good show.
All right, Will's wants to be a traitor.
Because I think I could keep a straight face and keep the thing going. People wouldn't suspect.
I don't. I think you would get banished pretty quickly.
You'd get banished because faster than me.
You keep to yourself too much, and you don't gossip. Like you wouldn't be involved in the.
Well, I'm not going down for this.
In all the
I'll tell you that.
Chit chat. You would sell out the other traders?
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah, they do too. It's awesome.
As fast as possible.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun.
Yeah. Michael?
I would be a faithful because I don't think I could keep up the trader guys.
I would want to be a trader, but I don't know that I would be very, I don't know that I would be great at it.
Can you form an alliance?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Good.
And then with the other traders.
And then you backstab the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So like if we were traders and during the day we heard, I heard rumblings that everybody's going to vote for you, I'm going to vote for you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I would also get banished pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah. I think you would make it. I think you could make it to the end.
But I don't socialize very well, like with, especially with like popular people like that, that would be on a game show. I'd be like the loner.
But you're very nice and people like you.
And I think you would end up being a murderer.
I think they'd recruit you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd get far into the game and then they recruit
you. Well, that's fine. I can be recruited. I don't want to be an initial murderer.
Yeah. Although maybe you would be good at being
Count me in.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying the ride, guys.
All right. And finally, what game would you most enjoy playing a real life version of? It could be a board game or a video game. I was thinking Clue. I think Clue would be a fun.
We just played Clue.
Yeah, I know.
That was the same thing.
The Traders. Yeah. So maybe that's why I thought of this question. Yeah.
Not chess. I'll tell you that. It looked horrible in that Harry Potter.
In Harry Potter, yeah.
No, none
Wizards
of that was
just chess.
No. Or checkers. That would hurt too, I think.
There's a lot of jumping.
Yeah.
I would do a Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, that's a good one.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And you can make the roller coasters.
You can tour around your park and talk to the people. Yeah. You'd be like Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sit on the bench.
Yeah.
Would not sit on the bench. I would sit on the bench. You would not. You would be like, look at all these giant, scary roller coasters I built.
Wouldn't make it past day one, though. You would die on one of these roller coasters. Well, that one was a little too dangerous.
No, his park would run out of money because he wouldn't open it to other people.
Yeah, that too. I would accidentally make it so horribly, like so many G-force. We could do one more, right? One more loop? Come on. You know, just one more. I would do. Monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boardroom Monopoly. And then charge people money. I would go to their house and ask for the money for rent.
Give me the rent.
Give me the rent.
So
we have people that can do this for you. No. Doing it myself.
I like it.
I bring the police with me for evictions.
It gives me pleasure.
I'm going to win.
All right. That's it for small topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some great small topics.
You're welcome.
Today's topic, TFP Game Night. Another round of Disney trivia, shall we?
Let's do it.
So what's the name of this game? Is it just called Disney
it's
Trivia?
It's called The Magical World of Disney Trivia. And it's like a Trivial Pursuit.
Style
game, but with Disney questions. So what we do when we play this game is we take the cards out and we sit around and we chat and ask each other questions and leave all the other pieces in the box.
Yeah, because who wants to do all that?
Because that's the fun way to play Trivial Pursuit.
Exactly. We don't have alcohol this time.
Speak for yourself.
Well,
shots.
I don't. All right. Ready to get started? I'll go first. Ask Michael questions.
Okay.
No, ask everybody questions.
Ask everybody questions and we'll just chat about it.
Okay.
Whatever.
We'll go from there.
Yeah. Whatever.
Just ask the questions.
I'm asking the questions. What ship does Elizabeth Swann become captain of in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End?
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit seriously.
Oh, it's the Are they asking for the name of the ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one from Shanghai.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The one with the, you know, the Asian ship.
From like Disney World Shanghai?
No. No, if you don't know it, you're not going to know it. Let's just, I'll just keep it that way. Name a ship.
Lollipop. Black Swan.
Oh, Black Swan's pretty good. You?
Lollipop.
Oh, Lollipop's closer. The Empress.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I just, I don't want to.
Well, that's not very Chinese.
I don't want to belabor the point here. What is the name of Mr. Toad's horse in The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad?
He had a funny name.
It is an amazing name. And it feels like one Jason could come up with. What is a stereotypical English funny-sounding name?
Bernard.
And a last name?
Cooper.
I thought you'd do better. Cyril Proudbottom.
Oh, yeah, Proudbottom.
That's an amazing name.
I remember it was funny from when we did our show.
Huh. I wouldn't call Cyril Proudbottom a stereotypical British name.
I think I would.
Cyril is.
Cyril? Proudbottom? Padfoot?
See, I feel like Proudbottom would be more of a, like a Native American
or
name.
Hobbits. Really?
Oh, yeah, it's a Hobbit.
Definitely. But he was British.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But it was, you know, it was the second age or whatever.
Yeah. What was, now this is real. We should know this one.
Okay.
What was Disney's first daily half-hour animated television series? Either. Go.
Daily?
Yeah, daily.
Gummy Bears?
Close.
DuckTales?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Winner. Winner. Man, what a time. DuckTales was awesome.
DuckTales was awesome.
Remember DuckTales, the movie, when it came out?
The Treasure of the Lamp or whatever?
That was great. Launchpad
McQuack. I really
thought
Gummy Bears was before that.
That's what, maybe it wasn't daily. Maybe it was weekly.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Gummy Bears was on the Disney Channel. You didn't get it on the Disney Afternoon.
That is correct.
And they are bouncing here and there, so you may not have seen
and
it.
And everywhere, yeah. Michael. Yeah. Yeah. So
all I could think of was Dumbo's Circus.
Oh, yeah.
Or Zubily Zoo.
Ugh. Ugh, I hated
was that
Zubily.
Disney?
No, but I hated Zubily Zoo.
Had Ben Vereen in it.
I also hated Pinwheel.
You don't like Ben Vereen?
Pinwheel, Pinwheel, ugh, spinning
ben
around.
Ben Vereen was fine.
Look at my pinwheel and see what you found.
As a child, I don't know why, but I hated Pinwheel. It was Nickelodeon, for sure, but I hated Pinwheel. I'm here for, you can't do that on television, and they're giving me this crap. I'd rather watch Mr. Wizard.
I've never forgotten the Pinwheel theme song.
Our friend Steven loved Pinwheel. I'm like, I don't know, you're an idiot.
Do you think he tried to get his kids to watch it?
Probably.
Do they have it? He probably has VHS.
Probably on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. What actors supply the voices of Woody and Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Tom Hanks and...
Tim Allen.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Final question. In the Black Cauldron, what are Henwen's powers? The correct answer is bombing at the movie theater.
All right. Who's Henwen?
I already forgot what it was.
Oh, the pig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Levitation.
No, that pig could apparently see into the future.
Yeah.
There you go.
But not communicate? Oh, wait, no. It projected into the water, didn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. That movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost killed the company. Well, the series of movies and flops.
I could see that. Just that.
Michael, your turn.
All right. In the film WALL-E, what is the name of the enormous spaceship that houses thousands of humans?
Oh.
It's like heaven or something.
It's a very futuristic spaceship name sound or sounding name.
The Endeavor.
The Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Close. The Axiom.
Yeah. Ready for trial runs.
Nexium? Nexium?
Axiom.
It's supposed to have transwarp drive.
All right, you guys will not know this one. Should I not ask it?
Yeah, I want you to ask it, Cyril Proudbottom.
In Meet the Robinsons.
Oops.
I hope I know this one.
Yeah.
Who are the twins living in the planters outside the Robinsons' home related to?
Glenn and Glarb.
Who are they related to?
Oh, who are they related to?
Mrs. Robinson.
Cuckoo Cachoo.
No one knows.
That's the answer?
That's a terrible trivia question. That is the worst trivia question. Oh, nobody knows.
You have to
knows.
See the movie. That's why I said...
No, that's terrible.
Yeah.
All right.
That makes me angry. They put that on a card.
It must be a plot point or something.
I don't care if it's a plot point. Joke. If there's not an answer, you shouldn't have it on a question.
It could be a running joke. It's like Parts Unknown, Will.
I love Parts
Unknown. You love Parts Unknown.
All right. Clarence Nash was the first to provide the voice for what character?
Pooh.
And I'll give you what his nickname is.
Oh, rats. That must not be right.
His nickname is Ducky.
Donald. Duck.
That's correct.
His nickname is not Ducky.
That's all it says Clarence Ducky.
The guy's
Nash.
Name. Oh, Donald.
I thought there had been something where, we've always been calling Donald Duck Ducky. No, we haven't.
It's the Mandela effect.
He's Donald.
It's in Meet the Robinsons.
Oh, okay.
Who does actress Emily Osment play in the television show Hannah Montana?
Oh, the neighbor. Her name is Lily. Her name is Lily.
That's correct, and I'll give you a bonus point if you tell me her last name. Not that we're keeping
you
points.
You get a bonus point.
Smith?
Truscott. Lily Truscott.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that one. She was great. She was hilarious.
Yeah. Apparently, Billy Ray was a scumbag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Well.
Well, you know who is rats. It? You know who's not scumbag?
Allegedly.
What types of animals are Bambi's friends, Thumper and Flower?
Thumper's a rabbit.
Flower's a skunk.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah. And they are not scumbags.
No, no.
No.
We can all agree on that.
You can call me Flower.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Flower.
In the film Muppets Most Wanted, the criminal Constantine resembles which Muppet's character?
Kermit. Best thing in that movie. It's a shame that movie's not better than it is.
Yeah.
Because the whole Constantine thing, hilarious.
Yeah.
And Phil Dunphy with Sam Eagle on paper should be amazing. Not amazing.
Yeah. I should go back and watch that. I haven't seen it the theater.
I watched The Muppets again with, How that I Met Your Mother. Still funny.
Yeah.
Like, that movie's really, really funny.
Yeah.
And Amy Adams is just adorable in every movie. She's just a delight, except Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice.
But
Yeah.
All right. In Tinkerbell and the Great Fairy Rescue, what do the fairies use to rescue Tinkerbell when they can't fly in the rain? Paper airplane.
Leaf.
Fire extinguishers.
A boat.
All right.
The rain comes from the sky.
Boat's the answer?
Yeah,
the
boat's
the answer. No one knows. That's going to be my answer from now on.
All right. What's the name of the main character in The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
Quasimodo. Which means half formed.
Really?
That's offensive.
That's one of the lyrics from the song. Or in the
Wait, is that? Are you for real?
I think so.
How come we haven't gotten to that yet in Disney Classics? I've seen that once at the Cineplex Odeon Theater in Douglasville, Georgia in 98 or whenever that came out.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen it all the way.
I don't know why I went to see it with some friends, but, you know, I did. And I was disturbed by it, that one song.
Quasimodo literally translates to in the manner of, but in Victor Hugo's sense, the meaning of Quasimodo is half-made.
That Victor Hugo is a sick, sick freak.
He's a man-creature that's deformed.
Victor Hugo is a man-creature that's deformed?
No, not politically correct this day and age.
No, no crap.
Patrick Page, who played Hades in Hadestown, he played Frollo in Hunchback on Broadway.
Scumbag.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
He is definitely a scumbag.
Yeah. What was Mickey Mouse's first color cartoon?
Oh, I don't know that one.
1935.
Michael, I feel like we should know that his one.
You should know.
Color cartoon.
I don't know.
In Living Color.
At the Picnic or something.
No, it's like that.
Yeah, though. I mean, they're all like that.
Something with a band?
Mm-hmm.
Merry Melodies. Magic Melodies?
No, it's like a picnic at the park.
Melody Picnic at the Park?
Yes.
Okay.
The band concert?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good job. But it's not the best one. That best one's still the one where they're in the RV.
I like that. I love
That's
that
my
one.
Favorite.
All right. And finally, what song from Silly Symphony cartoon The Grasshopper and the Ants became Goofy's theme song?
Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yep.
Wahoo. I didn't know Goofy had a theme song.
I didn't either.
The World Owes Me a Living.
Okay. Mm.
That's an aggressive theme song. Man.
I know the grasshopper and the ants, or what is it called? but I don't know their song.
Yeah. None either. Well,
no one knows. All right. Who voices Johnny Worthington III in Monsters University? Who remembers anything about Monsters University?
Not me.
Johnny Worthington III.
I saw it for this podcast, probably.
Are they famous?
Billy Crystal?
Oh, he's real famous in nerd circles.
Nathan Fillion.
Boom! Nailed it. Wow. Good job.
Nerds love Nathan Fillion.
Nerds love Nathan Fillion.
Yep.
And if it was a woman, it would be, what's her name? Felicia Day.
Felicia Day. Although she hasn't done a lot.
Yeah.
In a long time.
She's fallen off.
That I know about.
She's no Nathan Fillion.
She's no Nathan. He was in Guardians 3 that I forgot about I saw it again.
It's also going to be in Superman.
I have one of those cousins too. She's going to be in Superman, Felicia Day?
No, Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion.
Who's he playing? Do we know?
He's like a superhero.
I think we know, but I don't
know. Oh, no, he's Guy Gardner.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this last week.
Yep.
Yeah. Or we talked about something like this last week.
Guy Gardner is the Green Lantern.
Is a Green Lantern.
The original Green Lantern.
That is not true.
As far as I know.
He has the Green Lantern with the worst haircut.
The 80s Green Lantern?
Yeah, we'll go with that. He's got a cool vest.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Beauty and the Beast, who does Gaston want for his bride?
Belle.
Yeah, I'm reading the cards here. I don't
know. No one knows.
Wow.
LeFou.
A lot of Meet the Robinsons questions here.
Oh, interesting.
They're really trying to push it.
Name one of the two famous Disneyland attractions seen in Meet the Robinsons.
Space Mountain.
Small World.
Correct. Incorrect. What's the other one, Michael?
I don't know. I don't remember another. Is it a... I'm going to guess like the spinning rocket ships.
Correct again.
I was like, something that goes with Space Mountain.
What, were they in space?
No.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
They got that dinosaur in space?
Got a dinosaur. A mime?
What?
A mimosaur?
I think there's a mime.
All right. What is Hannah Montana's real name in the TV series Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus?
Miley Montana. Miley.
Correct. Huxtable. Miley.
Miley Huxtable.
It's Stewart.
Miley Connor.
It's Stewart. I'll just say it.
Okay. It's not something Miley Stewart or?
Miley Stewart.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Stewart Miley. I don't know.
Oh, not a mime, bowler hat guy. That's the villain.
Well, I can't wait for our next Disney classics. Why does anyone like this movie? No one knows.
We'll see.
In Frozen, what title does Elsa give Kristoff at the end of the film?
Head of Ice Production or something, right?
Yeah.
Official Arendelle Ice Master and Deliverer. Okay. And finally, what movie marked Goofy's first appearance as a leading character in a feature film?
It's funny that she's like, I guess I have to give my stupid brother-in-law a job. Yeah. A Goofy movie.
That is correct.
Oh, I was going to say Fun and Fancy Free. Wasn't he on the Mickey and the Beanstalk?
Not a leading character.
He was not a leading character. I don't know who was a leading character in any of those films. That guy that with the ventriloquist dummy.
I think it's the one that lifted
I'm
up.
I'm still mad at you that you made us watch that stuff.
You should be mad at Walt Disney.
No, I'm mad at Michael because Walt's not here.
All right, my turn. In the film The Nightmare Before Christmas,
I don't know.
What does Jack Skellington mistakenly call Santa Claus?
Sandy Claus.
That's correct.
That's right.
But C-L-A-W-S.
Yeah.
Yes.
Garbage.
Yeah.
At the beginning of Aladdin, why are the Sultan's guards chasing Aladdin?
He stole something.
Bread?
Fruit? An apple?
The apple. The monkey stole the apple.
You're correct. It was a loaf of bread.
Oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. He gave it to like a kid or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen Aladdin.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to see Aladdin again.
Have we watched that for classics?
Uh-uh. It's been forever since I've seen Aladdin.
Well,
it's a great movie.
Maybe this year.
Maybe. Maybe next month. Who knows?
Who knows?
At the end of Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, who becomes the captain of the Flying Dutchman?
Oh, Will Turner.
That's correct.
They cut his heart out. The
Dutchman's the ghost ship?
Yeah, the Dutchman needs a captain. And then he can come back every 10 years or whatever.
Yeah, he can step on land.
So then 10 years later, he came back for good. I don't remember who became the captain of the Dutchman that they traded off with, where he could finally go home.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Those last two movies are
dead?
No, no. Well, he's dead, but you know. Those last two movies are a real blur. I watched them again like 6 months ago, and they're still a blur.
Does his girlfriend be like, oh.
Wife?
I've gotten remarried.
They got married at the end of World's End, and then he came back like 10 years later, and the kid's with her. And then 10 years later, in that last movie, the kid is off looking for whatever MacGuffin to save Will Turner. And then he does it, and then Will goes home, and then they have a post credits, and oh, there's Davy Jones.
What about old bootstrap Bill Turner?
I don't know. Yeah.
He was finally able to rest at the end of At World's End.
Okay.
No.
Right?
No, he was back. He stayed on the Dutchman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know things happened between End of World's End and then by the time they did
At Strangers or on Stranger Tides.
But I forgot all the plot points again, except for the post-credit scene.
I know Stranger Tides has the mermaids and the Fountain of Youth.
And Will Turner's 20-year-old son.
No, that's Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Cool. Blackbeard.
No, Blackbeard was on Stranger Tides.
Cool. Antonio Banderas.
That was in the Disneyland Paris Pirates of the Caribbean attraction.
All right. What are Ralph?
Javier Bardem. He's the villain. Thank you.
Salazar, I think.
Hey, he was a terrible villain, too. He was just like a redux of all those ghosts in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
What are Ralph and Vanellope looking for when they enter the internet and Ralph breaks the internet?
Candy? Oh,
no. King Candy?
No.
Was that the first movie?
Yeah. She was from the candy race.
Look, there's only one good thing in that sequel, and we know what is the princess scene.
Yeah.
There's other good parts.
Yeah, that's all I remember, though.
They were trying to get the steering wheel because the kids broke the Candy Rush game in the arcade. So they were trying to get to the eBay.
Oh,
because they were going to shut her down.
Remember that princess scene, though?
Yeah,
that was good. That was great. Disney, get on it with that Disney Plus show.
In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's home?
Pride Rock.
Pride Rock.
The correct answer is the Pride Land / Pride Rock.
Oh, stop it. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Atlanta, Georgia, USA.
Yeah. All right. In which cartoon was Goofy first introduced? Baggage Buster, Clock Cleaners, or Mickey's Review?
Clock Cleaners.
Clock Cleaners.
Mickey's Review.
Oh,
that's the
answer.
One I would have guessed.
That's the only one I recognize.
It's my answer.
Mr. Snoops is a sidekick character for which Disney villain?
Mr. Snoops.
The
Mr.
man
Snoops.
In the bowler hat. From Meet the Robinsons.
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Mr. Snoops.
Curious George?
Oh.
That's the man in the plain white tee.
Cruella DeVille?
Mm-mm. Madame Medusa from The Rescue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I knew it was one of those.
Man, that's not a good movie either.
Yeah. In The Nightmare Before Christmas, what song does Jack sing as he explores Christmas Town?
What's this?
What's this? Meh, 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 meh. What's this?
It's actually a pretty decent song. It's catchy. It's snappy.
What's this?
Creepy ass.
What are the names of the three darling children in the film Peter Pan? And then what are the names of the three ugly children?
Wendy, Michael, and John.
Tinkerbell, come on. Hurry up and follow me, for I will soon be gone. I'm flying.
That's the wrong Peter Pan.
That's my Peter Pan. The Mary Martin stage show. I used to watch that. Like, that was, I think, the only tape that my grandparents had. And so every time I was over there, I would watch it, and it was the most amazing thing ever.
I can't watch those Peter Pans anymore ever since I saw the Everything Goes Wrong on that Peter Pan where the person's on the cable and goes flying into the wall.
Yeah, and snaps. And finally, in Encanto, Bruno hides away because he is afraid of his magical gift. What is it?
He sees the future.
Yeah.
Yes.
He has the sight.
Hey, Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
You're telling the story, or am I? Okay. Recordings of Mary Gibbs from the movie Monsters, Inc. were used to voice what character in the movie Inside Out? What?
What's up, Mary Gibbs? Talk show.
That's good. That's yeah. Gibbs. I was thinking Mr. Gibbs from Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah. Who apparently did Mary something Gibbs. Recently. I don't remember what it was, but it seemed bad, that guy.
Like he's a scumbag?
Like a little scumbaggy.
Aw, he's yeah. So nice.
Shame. Unless I made that. But he was in the news for something not great recently. I don't remember what
spreading
it was.
Spreading false information.
Well, you know, whatever.
I don't know.
Staying alive.
Younger Riley. I don't know.
I was thinking it was Roz in Monsters, Inc. So I was trying to think.
It's not Roz.
Guess that was a little girl.
What? When Cinderella loses her syphilis?
Syphilis?
When she
Cinderella
loses,
had syphilis?
When Cinderella loses her slipper when fleeing the ball, what foot does it fall off of? You got a 50-50 shot.
Right.
Left.
How confident are you, Michael?
I'm 75% confident.
Wow. And you would be wrong.
Yeah, it's left.
It's her left.
Because it was I'm facing the camera. She, wow. she ran this way.
Yeah.
I was just guessing. I had no idea.
Finish this quote from Big Hero 6. The only limit is your...
The limit does not exist.
Imagination.
Oh. Correct, Michael. All I remember about Big Hero 6 is when we were in San Francisco in Disneyland in January and waited like 45 minutes for some ramen. It was really good.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, it was a busy, busy night.
You don't remember Baymax?
He's a big guy.
Yeah. Just want to make sure you hadn't forgotten him.
Oh, I've forgotten most of that movie.
That's yeah. good.
It's a good movie.
Hero?
Yeah.
A little on the nose for the name of the character. But whenever.
One of his sidekicks is named Wasabi.
Which means half-formed. What is Cruella de Vil's home called in 101 Dalmatians and the end of Cruella? So it's same name.
Oh it's Devil.
Close.
De Villa?
I mean, that'd be good.
I remember like the letter fell off in the movie.
Yeah. Any guesses?
No.
De Vault.
Yours, De Villa is a better Hell Hall.
Damn. That was a good movie.
All right. We know the wrong answer here. What are the names of the horse and cow characters that co-starred with Mickey and Minnie in early cartoons?
Clara Cowbell.
And Horace Horse Collar or something.
No,
like
we're going to need the incorrect answer for Horace Horse Collar.
Horace Horse Face.
That's it. It's Horace Horse Collar and Clarabel Cowbell.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we said it wrong all the time.
Nah, it's Clara Cowbell.
Clara Cowbell.
She's utterly delightful.
Best in the business.
What is the name of the fictional aquarium where Dory was born in the 2016 film Finding Dory?
I saw it once. I got nothing. I mean, I don't. The Georgia Aquarium.
I am Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver's Aquarium.
Aquarium of Dreams.
Oh, no. That's nice.
The Marine Life Institute. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Cetacean Institute in Sausalito. Nuclear Wessels.
Name the two main villain characters in Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Oh. Oof. Darth Vader and Thanos.
No. Ka. And Scar.
And the Horned King.
That is also incorrect. It's Fat Cat and Professor Norton.
Proud Bottom.
Nimble.
Nibble?
Nimmel. I don't remember that villain's from Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, I don't either.
Rescue Rangers.
Trying to break up their smuggling operation. Maybe it's like a Smokey and the Bandit type of situation.
Oh, cool.
Where they were smugglers running drugs. Chip and Dale were running drugs.
No.
Do you guys know what a troubadour is?
That nut dust.
A singer.
All right. The troubadour narrator of Mickey, Donald, Goofy, the Three Musketeers is what kind of animal?
Rooster.
Peacock.
But those are incorrect. It's a turtle.
It's a ballad.
In Aladdin, what song does Genie sing while explaining the wishes to Aladdin?
Come on.
Nope, it's Friend Like Me.
Dang it!
And lastly, what is the name of the pig that's stolen by the Horn King in the Black Cauldron?
Henwen.
Gurgi.
Henwen.
Got it. Nailed it.
Good job, Will.
That's a callback.
Thank you. No one knows.
All right. In Luca, how do Luca and Alberto, quote, earn their keep with Massimo?
Catch fish. Something like that.
Yeah, they help him, quote, fish.
Okay.
Luca's underrated.
Underseen is what it is.
Yeah. On the original 1950s Mickey Mouse Club television show,
Annette Funicello.
What was Wednesday?
Cowboy Day.
Not Cowboy Day.
No. Then I don't know any other days.
I didn't know they had days.
They had days.
Pirate Day?
Nope. Anything Can Happen Day.
No one knows.
Yeah, no one knows. Misc Day.
I'll ask my mom. She might remember. She watched the Mickey Mouse Club back then.
Whose mother's house does the Ozuma Kappa fraternity live at in Monsters University? What is up with Monsters University?
I bet this got made. This deck got made right.
Whose mother's house?
Mm-hmm.
Yours.
Oh, it's that pink monster. What's his name? I can see him, but I don't know his name.
Scott Squibbles, aka Squishy.
Yeah. I recently did a Pixar-a-thon, so it's a little more in my memory.
A little fresh. What was the name of Frank's Jaguar in your favorite movie, The Jungle Cruise?
The name of his Jaguar?
Yeah.
Cyril Proudbottom.
I love the Jaguar, but I don't know.
Jeremy. It's Proxima.
Oh, that's right.
And finally, in Tots. What? Spelled T-O-T-S.
Is this about potatoes?
What animals are Pip and Freddy?
Fleas.
Nope.
Mice?
What is Tots? Nope. A penguin and a flamingo.
Huh.
That sounds wild.
I don't know Tots.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
It's an acronym.
Yeah. Okay.
Not Toto's.
I was on Disney Junior in 2019.
Yeah, it's not exactly our demographic.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It was pre-pandemic, so who even knows?
A lot of people. Post-pandemic is what none of us remember anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Luca, well, that came out. What?
More like Puka.
Oh, man. In The Emperor's New Groove, Pasha saves Cuzco. I bet I pronounced both of those wrong.
I know it's Cusco.
Cusco from a pack of what in the jungle?
Babies.
I mean,
no, it's cheetahs or something.
I would like you to refer to the last question.
The bobcat?
Penguins? Flamingos?
The second to last question.
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
I think it was a cat.
Comedian Ali Wong voiced the character Felony for what animated movie? Man, getting a lot of love.
Big Hero 6?
Incorrect.
Meet the Robinsons.
Ralph Breaks the Internet. Name one character portrayed by... I never know how to pronounce his last name from Princess Bride. Carrie
Underwood.
Elways?
Elways, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. In A Christmas Carol, 2009.
What character?
Name one character portrayed by.
Who's that? What's he in Princess Bride?
He's the Princess Bride. He's not Inigo Montoya. He's the guy he fought. The masked man.
He's the stepdad from Fezzik. Santa Claus.
Fezzik.
That's not right.
No, that's Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, that's Judge Reinhold.
Anyway, do you remember him in Christmas Carol?
No.
He doesn't play one of the main characters. So
what about?
He plays a portly gentleman.
Shut up.
Portly gentleman, Dick Wilkins, and Mad Fiddler.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's what
is this game?
What is this car?
Does it say what
2009.
Year?
2009.
Is that the Jim Carrey one? Maybe?
I don't know. Finish the quote from Mulan, 1998. The flower that blooms in blank is the most rare and beautiful of all.
That's the whole quote.
The flower that blooms in
The blank.
Yeah.
Last or late? No,
the moonlight.
Adversity.
Adversity.
Yeah.
Well, what is moonlight if not adversity of the sun?
Yeah.
So I get that point.
Fine. You know what? Take two.
Yes.
During the song, What's This? In The Nightmare Before Christmas, what holiday does Jack discover?
Christmas.
Yeah, man, this card is all over the map. I gotta tell you, like, it's what's 1 + 1. Okay,
where is Bailey Pickett from in The Suite Life on Deck?
I've never seen anything.
Below decks.
I've never heard of this, but Kettle Corn, Kansas.
Okay. That's pretty funny.
See if Carrie knows where Kettle Corn, Kansas is.
According to her, everything's west of Topeka. Like, that's whenever we asked any questions about Kansas.
You ever do any vacationing in Kettle Corn, Kansas?
Well, we sure did.
All right, here's a good one you guys might know.
Maybe that's where the cruise port was.
Probably, yeah.
Who owns the Cozy Cone Motel in Radiator Springs?
Oh,
Flo.
Is it Flo?
No, she owns Flo.
Flo's Cafe.
It's one of the cars.
Merle? Thank you, Michael.
Is it Merle?
Nah.
Is it the old man?
Nah.
Is it Belinda?
Luigi's?
Nah.
No, he owns Luigi's Tire Shop.
I know, but he's great. It's, and that ride is so fun.
Yeah.
It's Sally, the girlfriend.
Oh, Sally owns it? Yeah. Oh, I'll be darned.
Okay.
One of those made my stomach hurt in 2016.
Sally?
The cozy
cone. Because Sally came up and punched you?
Nope. I mean, maybe.
In the stomach?
Felt like it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, what magic words does Mickey say to make his clubhouse appear?
Oh, it would have been nice to have that soft toilet paper then.
I got to tell you. And to find an easier bathroom in the Disneyland.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Miska Muska.
Mickey Mouse.
That's correct. How do you guys know that?
Because?
Ben.
Yeah.
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 That was his jam.
Who does Candace Fletcher constantly call when Phineas and Ferb are building something in the show Phineas and Ferb?
Harry.
Her mother.
Ooh, burn. Got her.
Which toy smells like strawberries in Toy Story 3?
Oh, the bad guy. Right?
What's his name?
Ed Asner?
Snugglebears.
Snugglebears.
No, what's close. His name? Not Rumpelstiltskin. Berenstain.
Nope, it's Berenstain.
Oh, what's
his name? He had a name and a nickname.
Funshine Bear?
Sunshine. Nope.
No. Funzo.
Funzo.
It's close.
Funzapped.
The Last Starfighter.
No.
Futzo.
That's close too. It's
Fatso?
No.
Lots
of fun bear.
Lots of huggin' bear.
No, it's fun bear.
Yeah, lots of huggin'.
Lots of fun
bear. I think I would know. Michael, please.
All right, what's the name of the daycare center in Toy Story 3?
Lots of fun bear.
Lots of fun care.
Sunshine daycare.
Lots of fun care.
Lots of fun care.
Yeah, I was going to say sunshine too, but...
Kinder care.
Sunnyside daycare. Oh, what do the
we
children
would not win this game? I know we would not.
What do the children and Mary Poppins fall into to begin the song? Can you imagine that in Mary Poppins Returns?
A bathtub.
The bathtub. right?
Oh, yeah.
Bubble bath, yeah.
And it was real, too.
It was.
That was crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was. They got that slide with the bubbles.
That was great.
That seemed fun.
I love Mary Poppins Returns.
I need to watch it again. I bet it's really good.
Finish the quote from Brave.
I can't.
Our fate lives within us. You only have to be blank.
Brave.
Close.
Heart.
No.
Strong.
William Wallace.
You only have to be brave enough to say it.
That's terrible.
What, the quote?
Everything about this.
Which animated king character sings One Last Hope? Aladdin, Simba, or Phil?
Phil.
Yep.
One Last Hope.
Yeah, I don't even know what. Is that Hercules?
Yeah. He's our last hope for
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Michael hates that movie.
No, I just think it's garbage.
He thinks Wish is better than Hercules.
I do.
No.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Remember the little star, though?
Meg only got one tiny song in Hercules.
Well,
she's a Disney princess.
So do you hate Aladdin? Because Jasmine didn't get no songs until...
Well, I surely don't like Jasmine in the animated Aladdin, but I love her in the live-action Aladdin.
In 101 Dalmatians, what two colors is Cruella de Vil's hair?
Black and white.
White and black.
Oh, apologies. Who are the animated characters Calliope, CeeLo, Melpomene, Tersichore, and Thalia?
They are the fates. The muses in Hercules.
Did I pronounce any of them right?
I don't know.
Besides Calliope.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What animal does Franny teach to play music in, guess what? Meet the Robinsons.
Dinosaur. There is a dinosaur in that movie, right?
Yes.
That is incorrect. Well, there may be, but that is not the right answer.
I don't remember any other names.
No, what animal?
Oh.
Just pick an animal.
I don't remember what animals are in it.
What's the instrument?
A dog.
A snake.
Frog.
You think a snake playing a flute would be funny?
It would. I do think that.
Because it looks like a flute?
Yeah.
How would it hold it?
I don't. Well, that was.
How's it going to do the fingering?
Sir Hiss could do a lot of stuff in Robin Hood.
Yeah, but he wasn't realistic.
How dare you? In the animated film The Hunchback of Notre Dame, who is Quasimodo's repressive guardian?
Patrick Page.
Judge Claude Frollo.
Scumbag. I mean, you're right, but. Has anyone seen Sophia the First?
I have
not.
Where does she live?
In Glendale, Arizona.
Oh. The Kingdom of Enchantia.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Who played Giles Winslow Jr. in the film Christopher Robin? I only know Christopher Robin in that film. And wait, remember when the floor was sticky? Christopher Robin, your floor is sticky. Yeah. That's the best part of that whole movie.
I guess that's the villain guy.
There's a house. There's a house.
I don't remember Ewan McGregor.
How is that not more popular? That movie was good.
I only remember Ewan McGregor and Hayley Atwell, and it's
Mark Gatiss.
Oh, yeah. That's Sherlock's brother from Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Hmm. That movie should have done better. What a waste.
It did great.
It didn't do that well.
You don't know.
I know plenty.
I also don't know that it did great.
Well, I know that nobody talks about it.
Yeah, that's true.
We do. We're keeping it alive.
We're going to watch Mary Poppins Returns and Christopher Robin tomorrow.
Okay.
In the Toy Story movies, how many eyes do the green aliens have?
Three.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
In the 1951 film Alice in Wonderland, what do the Mad Hatter and the March Hare like to celebrate?
Their unbirthday.
That's correct.
I don't like Alice in Wonderland. I never liked Alice in Wonderland. I don't like the ride in Disneyland. I don't like anything about it.
You like this next question, though.
I don't like that adult woman that dresses up as Alice in Wonderland at Epcot, and it's creepy.
All right, here's the next one. You'll like this one more. In Moana, Grandma Tala shows Moana a secret cavern full of boats. What does this reveal to Moana about her people?
They were
seafaring.
Yes, the people of Montanui were once voyagers.
Voyagers.
I would say that's correct. In Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
What is William...
Mr. Gibbs.
What is William Turner Sr.'s nickname?
Bootstrap Bill.
Yeah. Old Bootstrap Bill. And then we see him in the sequels.
Lift him up by bootstraps or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was a good... Black Pearl is like almost a perfect movie. Like just a fun adventure movie.
I would agree.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It used to be my favorite movie of all time.
It's up there, man.
Name one of three odorants in Sully's locker in Monsters, Inc.
Deodorant.
I don't know. Sweat socks.
Orange stink spray.
Smelly garbage. Wet dog and old dumpster.
old dumpster.
That's worse than new dumpster.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Which of these actors did not appear in Muppets Most Wanted?
Oh, no.
Tom Hiddleston, Josh Groban, Zach Galifianakis, and Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I'm going to say Hiddleston.
Well, that would be my second guess.
Because Tom Hanks seems to be up for things. Tom Hanks.
Yeah. I feel like I would like that movie more if Tom Hanks had been in it.
You would have seen it more than the one time?
Yeah, I think so.
What is Eve looking for on Earth in the film WALL-E?
That's not how it's pronounced.
Eva.
Life, a plant. Plant life.
Signs of life on Earth. In Monsters at... What is this? Monsters at Work?
That's the TV show on Disney Plus.
Oh, jeez. Yes, yeah. Where does Val tell Taylor she knows him from? I don't know who those people...
Work. She knows him from work.
No.
Monster.com. It's like match.com.
Yeah, that's good. No. They had a class together at Monsters University.
Oh, that's like college. Okay,
great. Yeah.
In the children's show Doc McStuffins, what's the name of Doc McStuffins' main medical book? Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
So with like a clever name.
Yeah. I don't know. I know she was really, really good with Tyler's son at the Disney Junior breakfast thing. Uh-huh. She was great. And it was even better because she wasn't a real person.
Yeah.
Like that Alice in Wonderland.
It is the Big Book of Boo-Boos.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And finally, in the 2020 film Onward... What are the names of the Lightfoot brothers? Michael, you never watched this, did you?
No, I did. That was the last movie I watched, I think.
It was good. I liked
before
it.
Before the pandemic.
Yeah, it came out a week before the shutdown.
Ed and Larry?
No.
Nope.
Daryl, my other brother, Daryl?
Can't remember.
Mm-mm. Ian and Barley.
Oh, yeah, Barley.
Ian and Barley.
Barley is the bigger one.
Yeah.
The Burly Barley.
Voiced by Chris Pratt.
And that'll do it for Disney Trivia Night. Everybody have a good time?
Yeah. I love that. We should play that more. Like, I don't know many of the things that were on these cards, but...
I bet our listeners knew more than we did.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Quite frankly. I mean...
We need more parks questions.
Yeah, well, maybe we should come up with some.
We need to find a Disney parks trivia.
Yeah. Somebody make one and we'll buy it.
Yeah.
Or tell us where there is
one. I'm sure there's one on Amazon.com. And not
like stupid questions. Like,
yeah, like I want like
real how many ones. Feet long is Snow White's?
Yeah.
No, it's just.
Get those people that we went and saw that were really excited about Mary Poppins' hat to write up cards.
There's the Disney Chronology game featuring 150 Disney events. There's awesome facts for Disney fans.
Is that a game?
Games of Walt. Have a laugh for adult.
These sound like bootleg games that somebody made.
There's an
in their basement.
Another Disney trivia game.
Thank you. So no is the answer.
Well, it's not specific.
TBD.
Oh, Central Florida theme park trivia. Oof. That's closer.
Yeah, but you're going to get some like,
you're going to get, what was that one?
Circus World.
Japan Land or whatever that you used to go to.
Oh, the Wonders of China.
Wonders of China. Circus World's an old
that
one.
That is, yeah.
And
it became... Baseball and Boardwalk, or Boardwalk and Baseball.
And then there'll be the Arabian Nights or whatever over there. Or is that just a dinner theater?
Medieval Times? Or is there a different one?
There's Arabian Nights was
there. That was another one too.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bible Land. I think there was a Bible Land.
Oh, yeah.
That closed down.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. If someone makes a Disney Parks trivia, we'll do it.
Yeah.
But we'll also play this again. So, hope everybody enjoyed that.
Especially after we watch Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah. Well, we know everything about it now. All right. You can find us on Instagram, Threads, and Reddit at /TFP Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher, and buy a t-shirt over at shop.tfppodcast.com. And we have some exclusive Patreon only content that's available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/TFP podcast. Anything else?
Nope.
Is this the end of the show?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.